You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to a brand new day, and I tell you what, it's a Friday. And let's hope it's going to be a lot better than Thursday. It is Friday, it is the 17th of November. I'm Jerry D, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Got a quick birthday, by the way, for this morning, going back to the year 1749. Nicolas Appert, have you ever heard of him before? Well, he was a French chef and the inventor of airtight food preservation. Appert, known as the father of canning. And guess what? By trade, he was a confectioner.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
mistaken the voice of Jimmy Somerville, is it? Right up there. That's Bronski Beat and a Small Town Boy. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Yes, boys and girls, it is Friday, so TGIF, it's you, me, music, Ingrid, with our freaky fun facts for Friday. And Yasmin will be telling us what, where and when we can be going. If we can be going, of course.
Loving you, I could never have.
There we go, Hanson, and that was Save Me. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just sort of 10 minutes right now after the hour of 7. A couple of quick good mornings to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Won't be there much longer, they're leaving on Saturday. Good morning to them, they just had a wonderful holiday, pretty much like the one we had when they went to Budapest and to Vienna as well. Gosh, that was fun. And good morning to Mary Lou, wishing everybody at TGIF, and also Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. He's going to be Father Christmas. We'll come back about that a little bit later on. And anyway, great music as well, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning.
You ready?
This was called I Really Want to Know You from Gary Wright. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we are going to do this. We're going to get you in the shower for this morning. And you can, Yasmin's already with us this morning. No problems out on the streets as far as she could tell. So do get out there and, well, get yourselves back to work and enjoying yourself. If you come across something out there and you think we should know, give us a WhatsApp. The number 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Or you can just drop a little line and say, good morning. In the shower, this is Tracy Spencer and this house.
Well, the beat falls.
And there we go with Tracy Spencer and This House. And Get You Out of the Shower. There we go. And well, have a safe trip to wherever it is you're going to be going during the course of this morning. Right, let's get back to our friends this morning, Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Let's say they've been with the family and on holiday. And Renee says, hi, just wanted to check in and say hello and let you know that we haven't fallen off the face of the earth. The Budapest Vienna trip was amazing. I know, they're incredible cities, aren't they? Busy every day. Fun to see Rick's cousin and family. Got back late on Tuesday night. Hang on. Got back late on Tuesday night. Today's Friday, you know that. Where you been? I'm not going to pay you for those days that you've not been listening. Anyway, so many goodbye parties and things to wrap up here in Greece. Flying back to the USA, that's Oregon, on Saturday. Phew, we're exhausted. Hugs to you all, TBS gang at all. Right, by the way, I was asking how Rick is doing, whether he get has he got anything lined up yet? He says, hi, unbelievably busy, flying out now, yes, tomorrow, Saturday, and just got back from buying an extra suitcase, finalised packing, and then dinner with friends tonight. How nice. Rick's hoping to hear something early next week about a new assignment. Isn't that great? And by the way, that message from Renee was yesterday. But it was, I didn't see it. It must have been after we closed. So sorry about that. That's a day I owe you. Let's also say a very good morning to Paul Dixon, over in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. And he says, morning, Jerry. Local church's Christmas fair tomorrow. So having their Christmas fair tomorrow, which includes a Father Christmas. Got my arm twisted to be the Father Christmas, as the guy who was penciled in is now recovering in hospital. Oh, dear. You be careful. Could be a dangerous job. You know you're dealing with lots of kids, don't you? I wish you good luck for that one. I thought it might be a bit early, in actual fact, because we're only sort of middle of November. But why not? We all need a little bit of jollity in our life right now, especially over here. We've already had Christmas. We're going to be celebrating the Easter Bunny soon, just so we can have a good time. You asked if we could play, of course, one of my favourite groups, Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin. By the way, 23 and a half after the hour of 7.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I love you.
absolute classic. Nice in White Satin from the Moody Blues, written and composed by Justin Hayward. And it was first on the album Days of Future Past and the segment called The Night. When first released, though, as a single in 1967, it reached number 19 on the UK singles chart, number 103 in the United States. That was in 1968, and the first significant chart entry for the band since they released Go Now. And in its recent lineup change as well, in which Denny Lane and Chris Warwick had resigned, and both Hayward and John Lodge had joined the Moody Blues. And let me see, what else? It was reissued. It was reissued in 1972, and it got to number two in the United States then. That was for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. And it was kept off the top spot, but that was behind, kept off the top spot by I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash, and number one on the Cashbox Top 100 as well. Most successful single for them in the United States. Right, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Gosh, yes, if you fancy tickets for the ball, don't hang around. It's, believe it or not, it's 2 weeks tomorrow. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning and a little bit of business as well. United Nations aid deliveries to Gaza were suspended again on Friday due to shortages of fuel and a communication shutdown, deepening the misery of thousands of hungry and homeless Palestinians as Israeli troops battled Hamas militants in the enclave. The United Nations World Food Programme said that civilians face the immediate possibility of starvation due to the lack of food supplies. Palestinian news agency, the WAFA, said in a number of Palestinians were killed and others injured in an Israeli strike that hit a group of displaced people near the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, the transit point also, of course, for aid. The United States will not share any Israeli intelligence or elaborate on its own intelligence assessment that Hamas used Gaza's Al-Sharif hospital as a command center and possibly as a storage facility, White House spokesperson John Kirby said on Thursday. Now, the United States is confident in an assessment from its own intelligence agencies on Hamas activities in the Gaza facility, Kirby also said, and he has refused to elaborate or provide details over the past several days. When Chinese President Xi Jinping met executives for dinner on Wednesday night in San Francisco, he was greeted with not one, but three standing ovations from the United States business community It was one of several public relation wins for the Chinese leader on his first trip in 6 years to the United States, where he and President Joe Biden reached agreements covering fentanyl, military communications, and artificial intelligence on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. And Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said that they would pursue mutually beneficial relations in their first face-to-face talks in a year, putting emphasis on shared economic interests amid a series of diplomatic disputes. The leaders of Asia's two largest economies discussed thorny issues such as China's ban on Japanese seafood and the case of a Japanese businessman detained in China on suspicion of espionage during hour-long talks in a hotel in San Francisco on Thursday. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said that he would keep working to advance a Pacific trade pact, even as his vision for a regional deal to counter China's influence stumbled over his bid to strengthen workers' rights. "Our work is not yet done," Biden told corporate CEOs in San Francisco when he attended a summit of the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Rescuers drilled about one-third of the way into the debris of a collapsed highway tunnel in India by Friday. This was by Friday morning to reach 40 workers trapped inside for 5 days, said officials. Drilling had penetrated through about 21 metres, it's about 70 feet, of debris. Devendra Singh Patwal, a disaster management officer, told Reuters. The United States and the Philippines on Friday signed a landmark deal that would allow Washington to export nuclear technology and material to Manila, which is exploring the use of nuclear power to decarbonize and boost energy independence. Vietnam has been ramping up its dredging and landfill work in the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, creating another 330 acres of land since December last year, the U.S. think tank said in a report. The expansion, much larger than 120 acres it had created between 2012 and 2022, made Vietnam second only to China in terms of island build-up in the Spratly Islands, Washington Center for Strategic and International Studies said in the report this week, citing satellite imagery. Global companies are making a beeline now for China's debt markets, issuing record amounts of yuan-denominated bonds and borrowing heavily from mainland banks, capitalizing on rock-bottom yuan interest rates as funding costs elsewhere jump up. Companies and banks are raising record amounts of cash through yuan bonds issued in mainland China and in Hong Kong, known as panda and dim sum bonds, respectively. United States President Joe Biden signed on Thursday a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown a day after the Senate passed it, the White House has said. Biden signed a document on the sidelines of a dinner of the at the Legion of Honor Museum in San Francisco, where he was attending that summit we mentioned. World stocks, they held near two-month peaks on Friday, while oil prices were set for a fourth week of declines in a boost for the inflation outlook and government bond markets that are increasingly confident interest rate cuts are coming next year. MSCI's World Stocks Index was steady near highs hit earlier this week, while European shares opened higher. Stocks and the US futures pointed to a positive open on Wall Street later. Oil prices found more stable ground after sliding almost 5% on Thursday to four-month lows in a move that was blamed on economic and supply concerns. This is, though, technical selling likely did play a part when the $80 bulwark broke. And Brent, well, Brent Brent crude was up, was last up 0.3% at $77.64 a barrel, but still down around 20% from the $97.69 top hit late September. While U.S. Crude, WTI crude, that edged up 3% to $73.11. So there we go. Quick look at some of the international news and a little bit of business thrown in for good luck. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
Hello,
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Imagine myself in an automobile, 100 miles an hour, only me at the wheel. I wanted to shine, be only mine. The engine has to be just a one of a kind. How many dollars do I need, sir? You know I sure don't have a lot. There must be something we can work out. Well, I'll take it anyway. I guess I could make room for one. A bottle of rum for you and me together, rotting into the sun. Live without care, with the wind in my hair. I'm driving through the desert, yeah, I'm going. Take me where the wheels take me. Far away, wheels take me. I can't stay, wheels take me any place today. Imagine myself in an automobile, 100 miles an hour, if you know how I feel. Alone with my mind, I might even reach the borders, just a matter of time. Yeah, say, take me where the wheels take me. Far away, wheels take me. I can't stay, wheels. Take me to any place today. Oh, I'm going to San Diego. Here I come, San Francisco. Won't be long, Sacramento. Oh, yeah, in the sun, I just might go. Oh, I said I'm going to San Diego. San Jose, San Francisco. Hang by the bay, Sacramento. Just my goal, all the way down to Mexico.
Yeah. There we go, Kaleo and Automobile, that's what it's called. The one before that, that was Nothing Has Been Proved. It was a single released by the British singer Dusty Springfield, and it was written and produced by the Pet Shop Boys. Now, the song was the second collaboration now between Dusty Springfield and the Pet Shop Boys. This was following their UK and US number two hit duet, which is What Have I Done to Deserve This? This up was in, 1987. Nothing Has Been Proved prominently features an orchestral arrangement by Angelo Badalamenti and soprano saxophone solo by Courtney Pine on there as well. Marshall Jefferson provided a dance mix as well, which was on a 12-inch and CD singles. Nothing Has Been Proved was produced for the 1989 movie called Scandal, which was an account of the Profumo affair, a famous British political scandal in 1963, which severely undermined confidence in the ruling Conservative Party government at the time. Yeah, there's a scandal in there. Nothing Has Been Proved. This is Billy Squire.
Yeah.
me tonight, and that's Billy Squire. Don't forget to join the course of the morning. What have we got for you? Well, we've got Ingrid in probably about half an hour's time for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. And I was just chatting with Yasmin here. She's got a few events for you to look at what you can be doing over the next few days. You can either volunteer and go and block the street in via Zaita. You can go and block the street in Avenida Balboa. There's plenty of things you can be doing over the next few days. But seriously, yes, there's quite a few bits and pieces coming up as we get that bit closer to the Christmas time.
Give me time to realize my crime. Let me love and steal. I have dreams. Can I be real? Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious kiss is what that burn me. Love has never asked you why. In my heart the fire.
Want to hurt me? Culture Club. We're just making our way a few minutes now, 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's a love thing. That's going to take us there. It's a love thing. It's a song by the American R&B group, The Whispers, released back in January of 1981 and March of that year in the UK as well. It's a single off of their 19 album called Imagination.
It's a love thing. It's a love thing.
It's a love
thing. The look in your eyes is more than enough to make my poor heart burst and explain. You found the moment we met that there was no doubt that my life.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300,000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu...
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I can tell you one thing. I think that's about one of the cleverest mixes out there. It's Hall & Oates versus Simply Red. Of course, the songs, I Can't Go For That, and from Simply Red, Sunshine. Excellent mix. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. You know what that means. It is freaky. Friday fun facts. And I'm doing it from the city, not from El Valle. So I was reminded of some beautiful things I know there in El Valle. A couple of people I know have some guinea hens or guinea fowl. So guess what? You're going to learn about the guinea fowl. Let's get started. Did you know that the guinea fowl is a family of ground-feeding birds that resemble a turkey or a pheasant? There are a few different species available in North America, including pearl guinea, lavender guineas, purple guineas, white guinea fowl. They're just all kinds of colors. I sometimes call the ones who visit the garden of my friend the new guinea accident because it is what they are, an accident. They have shown up. Anyway, they are very popular because they keep seeing small backyards and, you know, and all around the world, and guineas are known to be hardy, disease-free birds. So, two of my buddies, they both have guineas. They raise them, and you know what they have them for? You know, that's right. They eat ticks and bugs and things from the ground. So it's always good to have them around. They are a little noisy if you're looking for a quiet place to enjoy country living. The kind of sound an old engine's, you know, being started. Anyways, that's what they sound like. Pretty funny. I'll have to record them and play them next time. Guineas are especially known to immensely enjoy snapping up ticks out of the tall grass where they tend to thrive and pose threats to dogs, children, and livestock. So if you want to keep your guineas from wandering into a specific area, it's best to keep them in a covered pen. I've seen my neighbor. She's got one with a pen, and then she's also got one that she can let them out. My other buddy, he just lets them run all over the yard. It's not a problem. So either way, you can have them in a pen or outside wandering around or both. Guinea fowls are often seen roaming the plains of Africa and also Panama. Yeah, they pick up food off the ground. The guinea fowl's family consists usually of about 7 to 10 species, each with its own unique appearance and behavior. Together, they fill a similar ecological niche like many other big-bodied fowls. Elsewhere, you know what that means? Big-bodied fowl? That's what's coming up next week. The turkey, gobble, gobble. Anyway, the helmet guinea fowl is the only species in the family that to be domesticated by humans as a source of food, fulfilling a similar role as a chicken. It's sometimes mixed with other fowls because it's harshly sounds severe as a warning against predators, so it's good to keep them around as a watch bird. And kind of also, you know, like peacocks. Because of that, they also keep Lyme disease in check, which I am a big fan of killing off them Lyme disease tickies. The guinea fowl is also a bird that can sometimes interbreed with chickens. Oh, mixed races here we're talking. Okay. Depending on the compatibility, they can even sometimes produce viable offspring together. I'd like to see that. Most guinea fowl can go long periods without water. Interesting to know. Did you know that these birds belong to the order of Galliformes, along with quail, partridges, pheasants, peacocks, chickens, and the inevitable turkey? Next week's Turkey Week. These birds are actually called guinea fowls or guinea fowls. You can say it really fast or really slow. Because they were first domesticated in the Guinea coast of West Africa. Wow. As a source of food, these wild guinea fowls have been hunted for 2,000 years or more, according to the records from ancient Romans and Egyptians. Yeah, we went through some tablets and checked out the chippings on the stone. Yep, they were there. These birds have almond-shaped bodies, a very long neck, and very small featherless head, which probably serves the purpose of releasing the excessive heat with a short beak. They measure about 16 to 28 inches in length and weigh about 4 pounds. Although the average is about 2.8 pounds. Oh, I'm a little overweight. I'm more than 2.8 pounds. Oh, got to lose weight before Thanksgiving. Most species have black or brown feathers with white spots on them. But the white-breasted guinea fowl has, of course, a white-colored breast. Figure that. So these birds are very gregarious social birds that organize themselves into flocks of varying sizes. These communal flocks usually spend the day pecking the ground for food and using their strong claws to dig the dirt. They're also most active in the morning and the late afternoon hours when the heat is more tolerable.
But at night, they like to go to the trees to sleep. Yeah, they do. They're not in a hammock. No hamaca for them. The flocks stick together closely and sometimes move in a single file. Wow, they're so obedient, not like children. The birds communicate with each other through harsh and repetitive sounds that are distinctive to the sex. Imagine that. They are generally a friendly bunch, but sometimes interactions between males can turn into serious fights. To make them appear more bigger, the males will stretch out their wings, bristle their feathers, and make aggressive sounds. I'm a man. They will also sometimes charge at each other with the intention to injure or harm. Although its breasts and wings are very strong, the guinea fowl is not a migratory bird or much of a flyer at all. It's a terrestrial bird that would rather stick to the ground and outrun its predators. But the wings do enable it to escape from particularly tough situations, like my dog Chelsea chasing them. Yep. With short bursts of flight. Chelsea chasing them, they go up in the trees. Chelsea goes away, they come down the trees. Chelsea chasing them, they go... I mean, it's a really fun thing to watch. Chelsea loves it, I know. Guinea fowl birds are completely endemic to warm and tropical forests, savannas, scrublands, farmlands, and even semi-deserts. These birds will sometimes roam in urban areas as well. Imagine that. So they are able to adapt. The helmeted guinea fowl is probably the most widespread among all guinea fowl species. Occupying a massive stretch of territory south of the Sahara, the helmeted guinea fowl has 9 recognized species, plus a domesticated variant. So these birds occupy an intermittent part of the food chain. They consume vast quantities of small prey and vegetations. Sometimes they even disperse seeds through the environment. You know what that means? Eating poop, eating poop. But in turn, the guinea fowls are also a common source of food for many African more voracious predators. And we've now learned sometimes in Panama. The guinea fowl is an omnivorous bird which consumes roots, tubers, seeds, reptiles, rodents, insects, and fruit. The helmet guinea fowl is known for its voracious appetite and therefore makes a very good domestic pest killer. Yeah, I want me a pest killer. These birds have a long list of potential predators, including crocodiles, snakes, leopards, and other big cats like, pitty cats, like in my yard. But we don't have them. They have a few defenses, such as the ability to fly, but head-to-head, it's no real match for these dangerous carnivores. Yeah, well, that's too bad. Okay, they do get killed occasionally, and sometimes by dogs. When the breed season arrives, the guinea fowl builds communal nests in isolated and shallow digressions. Lined with light vegetation, these nests are usually hidden in a cover to prevent predators from consuming the eggs. We'll see about that. A couple's nest may contain up to 20 eggs at a time. But since the nest is communal, it may contain multiple pairs. Oh, I'm going to have a little egg here. I'm going to have a little egg here. Yeah, they all egg it. So as seasonal breeders, these birds usually lay eggs in the spring and the summer, right after the height of the annual waterfall. Well, that means they're going to start laying eggs in a couple of weeks or months from here. When the resources are abundant, the young chicks, or keets, as they're often called, emerge from the eggs after about 4 weeks of incubation. Born with little downy feathers, the birds are able to start walking around with their parents immediately. But they still require up to 4 months to grow and learn the ropes to develop their full flight feathers. Full flight feathers, Freaky Friday fun fact. Yeah, I know. It's something I do. The parents are highly involved in the care of their offspring to give them the best chance of success. They are naturally inclined to split duties. Mom incubates the eggs, while dad stands guard and makes protection. After a couple of months to a year, the offspring are off to be ready to begin their new independent life. They will reach sexual maturity by then, but the female has only a limited time to produce. Tick-tock, tick-tock. TikTok. Her egg's reproduction ability often slows down by the age of 5 and stops completely at 8. Oh my God, menopause at 8. The life expectancy of a guinea fowl is, get this, 15 to 20 years. Imagine that. Sorry, it's just too cool. All right, did you know how many eggs can the guinea fowl lay? Well, the usual guinea fowl lays about 20 eggs in a year. 2 clutches. Did you know how fast a guinea fowl can fly? The guinea fowl's speed is well documented because it prefers the ground. Well, what is the guinea fowl's wingspan? Well, the guinea fowl has a wingspan measuring up to 6 feet. When do the guinea fowls leave the nest? Well, we told you if you were listening before. The guinea fowl becomes independent after 8 to 12 months. What do guinea fowls eat? I told you before. The guinea fowls eat root, tuber, seeds, reptiles, rodents, insects, and fruit. Do guineas need a coop? No, they can. They can have one. They don't have to have one. They can kind of work it out both ways, especially here in Panama. Guinea fowls are naturally wary birds, but they can grow to become friendly towards people they recognize. Yeah, my friend, the Canadian, she walks around and they follow her like the Pied Piper. They're very funny. So, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts for guinea fowls. I'm traveling on Sunday to Estados Unidos. My mother is doing much better. I'm hoping she actually gets home before I arrive on Sunday. Otherwise, next week I'll be broadcasting from the Estados Unidos and talking about the Turkey Lurkey Day. Mm-hmm. My mom said I could cook in her kitchen, so I'll be cooking up a big old mass of good cooking food. Good stuff. Turkey Day. All right. Until next week, be safe, be careful. Back to you in the studio.
Jimmy Smith and Back. I couldn't find a song about guinea fowl, but this is Jimmy Smith and Back at the Chicken Shack. If you're keeping eye on the time, we are right now 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Remember, if you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Right, I just want to get back to Renee, who was chatting with us earlier on. She came back and we were talking about her travels. And let me just get it all up on the screen here. And, finally, this is what Renee says, finally able to take a few minutes and sit down, trying to soak up a few last bits of Greek sunshine. And we are so sad to be leaving Greece tomorrow, but looking forward to being near the family again. You asked if we could play, could you please play Goodbye My Friend from Linda Ronstadt.
Okay now, goodbye, my friend. But the love you gave me through all the years will take away these tears. I'm okay now. Goodbye, my friend. Life's so fragile and love's so pure. We can't hold on, but we try. We watch how quickly it disappears, and we never know why. Okay, now. Goodbye, my friend. You can go now. Goodbye, my friend.
There goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now. And there goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I broke. Oh, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. My head shaking, and you are the reason my heart keeps bleeding. I need you now. And if I could turn back the clock, I'd make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every what I've broken, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
Following on from Renee's request, that one was Linda Ronstadt and Goodbye My Friend, and a lovely song there. That's Callum Scott and You Are the Reason. Just take a little squint at who was born on this day. Not in the world of music. Yes, I'll be doing that a little bit later on. But on this day in the year 1889, a gentleman called Douglas Shearer was born. Now, he was a Canadian-born pioneer, sound designer and recording director who played a key role in the advancement of sound technology for movies. Now, over his long career, he was nominated for an Academy Award, a total of, believe it or not, 21 times, winning 7 times for sound and special effects. And if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 14 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock.
Anthropocene, the current geological epoch.
10,000 years before now, global human population is 5 million.
Ecosystems, including anthropogenic climate change.
You know I like that one, don't you? Comes off of the album Bauhaus Staircase, and that's the 14th studio album from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD, and the fourth since their 2006 reformation. And that album released just a couple of weeks ago, 27th of October. And you know me, I'm always a little bit skeptical about groups that meant a lot to me re-releasing something or doing something new. The album is brilliant. The album, which to say, Bauhaus Staircase, received positive reviews. Record Collector and Classic Pop magazines named it the best new album released in their respective November the 2023 issues, while other outlets considered it to be among the finest of OMD's career. The record debuted straight away at number 2 on the UK album charts as well, becoming the group's highest charting studio album in their home country and matching the peak of 1988's 88's The Best of OMD, and also atop the UK independent albums chart as well.
Yeah. Show with Jerry D.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I'll be all right. My head's under.
your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head. I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief holding your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want that love and feeling. Oh, that love. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something. You lost that love.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away.
We started off those two with John Legend, and that was All of Me. Followed on, that's the sound, the great sound of the Righteous Brothers. The song, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, it was by Phil Spector, Barry Mann, and Cynthia Weil. And first recorded, that was in 1964, by the American duo. Yes, that's it, the Righteous Brothers. Now, this version produced by Spector is cited by some music critics as the ultimate expression and illustration of his world of sound recording technique. The record was a critical and a commercial success on its release, reaching number one in early February of 1965 in both the United States and in the United Kingdom. And the single was ranked number five on Billboard's year-end top 100 of 1965 Hot 100 hits. And, well, it's time to say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday, finally.
Happy Friday. How was your happy Thursday at home?
It was fine. Just working. I could do some stuff at home. Then it was raining.
It did. We had a good rainstorm, didn't it? I was really pleased with that because those people standing out there in the rain.
Yeah. And my sister and my niece couldn't arrive to their houses.
No.
So they spent the night at home. And that was home. I mean, that was fun.
No, the situation is getting a bit ridiculous, but anyway, we will see. We will see. Me? Well, I was here. Mm-hmm. It was just like COVID.
Exactly, yeah, for a lot of people it's like
that. Yeah, it's just like we're going through another epidemic, except the epidemic is brought on by our very own people.
Yeah.
Pain in the butts. Did I say that? Yes, I did. And what have you got lined up for today, then?
Today I have an event at night, and that's all.
Oh, that's
so I'll be working before that.
Well, tonight, myself and a good lady, we're going off to see Adania Dalman.
Oh yes, that will be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
That's good.
So, yeah, and we're going to have dinner at the same time, which is nice.
Oh yes.
Dinner and Dalman. Dinner and Dee Dee. So yeah, looking forward to that. And other than that, for the weekend, nothing really planned. We're hoping we might get some furniture delivered today, but we'll see. But yeah, that's me wrapped up.
Okay.
And it's only 2 weeks tomorrow, the Christmas ball.
Yes.
The British ball.
So
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We got Donna coming in, what, Tuesday?
And Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, she's going to be coming in talking to us about all the great things they've got lined up. And did you know that we're giving away a prize as well this year?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who, the embassy?
No, me. Who? Us.
The Breakfast Show.
The Breakfast Show, yes. We're actually giving away a prize. And it's one of these Dolce Gusto coffee machines with 125 capsules. So, nice prize.
Wow.
Hope nobody wins it and bring it home. So, yeah, no, there's always great prizes as well. So it's a really fun night. It's 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Okay, that sounds
That's
good.
In 2 weeks. Can we get fast forward 2 weeks? Then I go and have fun.
Yeah.
Well, I have fun every day, really, don't I?
Yeah, exactly.
So poor Renee and Rick, you see, they're having to leave. They're leaving Greece tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So we're not going to have anybody in Athens, are we?
Oh, yeah.
No? No?
That was a short time.
Renee, leave our card next door, all right?
Oh,
or
yes.
With your friends.
Uh-huh.
Going out for dinner, but she's probably already out for dinner by now. I'm not sure what time it is. But, yeah, if you're going out for dinner, tell them all to listen. anyway, look, Renee and Rick, you have safe travels back to the US of A over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell us all about it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got another 4 weeks next week, haven't we? Oh, no, hang on. When's the 28th?
No, it's not next week. It's the next one.
It's the week after.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got no bookings for the 28th. That's good. right. And how about... what we can be doing, what, where and when we can be doing it.
Well, believe it or not, there are a few events that we can join.
Mm-hmm.
For example, tomorrow, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
The Ministry of Culture here in Via España, they're going to have at 10 a.m. a workshop. This is an artificial intelligence workshop
mm-hmm.
in the creative economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance is free, so you just need to register at Mi Cultura,
mm-hmm.
PMA. This is on Instagram. There you can follow the... you can find the document where you can register.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's free, so I think this is very important
yeah.
on these days, you know?
Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah. Also, let me see, during the weekend, there are a few other events. For example, on Sunday, it's going to be at Parque Andrés Bello.
Mm-hmm.
A book exchange.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And also a petite urban market.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can find your Christmas presents there.
Yeah.
This is going to be at Parque Andrés Bello
mm-hmm.
this Sunday from 4 to 8 p.m. And of course, it's going to be full of decoration and,
lovely.
You know, for mm-hmm. the whole family. Everybody can go there and support them, you know. Support all these people with their... products.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because we're not away from town, because I wonder when they're going to put up the Christmas lights.
Where?
Yeah, in the city.
I've seen they are ready.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been putting them up. Oh, great.
Yeah, I've seen people working on that, mm-hmm. so I'm not sure when.
I always enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
And,
do you want me to do
one of these born on this day? Yeah, mm-hmm. let's do that.
Okay, let me tell you. The first one is going to be... the first one is...
Uh-huh.
Geoff Goddard. He was born in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
Songwriter. Wrote Johnny Remember Me.
Played
keyboards on the Tornadoes.
Ah, I remember the Tornadoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm, 1962. Number one hit, Telstar.
Ah, okay. I wonder if I can remember. First of all, we do the... Ready? Here we go! out the way. I remember that.
Really?
Well, I was, what, 1960? I was 12.
Which was that, Telstar?
That was Telstar. There was another song also, it was called Sputnik. Oh. But Telstar, that was a great one. Remember that? It was quite exciting then, because that was, you know, really the first things we sent in space.
Mm-hmm.
We've been sending junk ever since.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Have you ever seen any of these maps where it shows you all the space stuff around the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've hardly got a chance of getting through. I mean,
yes.
Oh, horrible. We can pollute anything, really.
Exactly.
But we're very good at it. What else is happening?
Well, talking about Christmas, let me tell you, if you have decorations that you no longer use,
mm-hmm.
you can donate them to the Aldeas Infantiles SOS. Oh,
okay.
So you can contact them on Instagram, and that way they can put their decorations.
Ah, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a very good thing, you know.
That's a nice idea for change. Yeah.
We have a lot of things that we don't use anymore, so we can donate it to them. And
don't look at me.
Oh, yes. You have more than I.
No, I thought you were looking at giving me away and don't need it anymore.
So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, wonderful. That's a lovely idea.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, our friends of Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo, they're going to have their next concert. Of course, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Panama Heritage and Traditions. Mm-hmm. This is going to be at Iglesia San Jose, where the gold thing they have there,
mm-hmm.
in Casco Antiguo. This is going to be on November 23rd at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be nice, too. Hopefully we can be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to that time of the year, but go out and be jolly.
Exactly.
No ho ho ho's, by the way, for Suntrax. They don't get any ho ho ho's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Asaprof. That's another one that's been causing problems. These teachers are causing all these problems as well, and they're supposed to be at work teaching your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No ho ho's for them either.
Exactly. And that's all for now.
That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Got any more Born in Day of Music? I hope so, because I got it ready.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And of course, sorry, don't forget to go to the movies, because The Hunger Games is there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It starts today, I think, doesn't it?
Yesterday. It already started yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay.
It's supposed to.
I enjoyed it. Funnily enough, it was a movie that, you know, it's been sort of kept on my mind for some strange reason.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I think I enjoyed it. I better go again and see if I enjoy it just the same.
And on Monday, we're going to have a giveaway.
Oh, yeah?
Because thanks
I told you, you're giving me away now.
Thanks to Buen Momento, we are going to have a kit about these Hunger Games.
Oh, okay. Does it include food?
No.
Oh,
no,
needs
no.
to.
Different stuff, okay. Yeah, about the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's going to be nice, yes.
They got the badge in there, because I like the badge they wore.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I love a badge, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
We'll rummage through the box first and find out what's in
there. Exactly.
Congratulations. Congratulations, you've won a box.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing in it. Oh, yeah, got to laugh. And we need to laugh more,
exactly.
Don't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, ho. Only to certain people. The ho 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 is restricted. Who have we got born in the world of music?
The next one is Peter Cox. He was born in 1956,
mm-hmm.
singer with Go West, who had the 1985 UK number 5 single We Close Our Eyes, and hits with Call Me and King of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were named Best British Newcomer at the 1986 Brit Awards.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which one am I going to play?
I have no idea.
We Close Our Eyes. See, if you close your eyes, you'd have been guessing. You'd have got it right. we go. They keep bumping into things, you know. Because they close their eyes all the time. I close my eyes. Boom. Ow! That hurt. So, that's it then, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go off and have a nice weekend.
Exactly.
And Cedric's dropped us a little line.
Oh, good morning, Cedric.
Good morning. He says, morning, Jerry. And yes, we're not putting that in. could you play somewhere from West Side Story?
Oh.
And you asked for another track, but I've got West Side Story. Because this is Barbara, what's her name? Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
She's singing it. So anyway, here's this is for you, Cedric.
Okay.
It's very quiet and still suffering. Ooh, hear the wind. Ooh. Get tablets for wind now. She comes well. She can belt it out, can't she? Oh, Barbara Streisand. Lovely song, Somewhere, from West Side Story. And that's going out to Cedric this morning. Managed to get you in here this morning. Right, that's, let's see, what's time-wise? We're 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, so I've got about another 7 minutes to go. We're going to start off with this one. This comes from Stereophonics. Bust This Town. Stereophonics and Bust This Town. Very quickly, I just got a little note in here. Let's say a very good morning to Rose. Good morning to you, Rose. She says, it's been a month now since my mum departed. And you asked if we could play a record for you. One of her favourites from The Pretenders. From The Platters begins with a piece called The Great Pretender. So anyway, here it goes, Rose. Great memories for you.
I'm the great pretender. adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown.
And there we go. Yes, going out to Rose this morning, and hope you enjoyed that. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go off and do something else. I've got to go do a blood test. It's been a difficult morning this morning because I'm fasting before going to have my blood sorted out. And so I haven't even had my cup of coffee yet. How have I managed? I haven't got a clue. Anyway, that's where I'm off to. So anyway, also, let's say big thanks. Let's say a big thank you to Ingrid this morning for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. If you want to know anything about guinea fowl, now's the chance to find out. Just pop along to our website and listen again, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for taking a look this morning at some of the things that we can be doing over the coming days, and also a couple of people that are born on this day in the world of music. Big thanks also goes out to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. And, of course, to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada who keep us up and running. And, of course, last but not least, you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And I hope you're going to have a great weekend. Let's hope we get a little bit of a respite from all this madness that's been going on here in the country, and go out and enjoy ourselves for a little bit. So you look after yourselves for the weekend, whatever it is you're going to be doing. Remember what I say, do it carefully. And the reason for that is, on Monday morning, 7 o'clock, what do we want to be doing? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.